good day. I was playing for Leeds United, driving into training every morning, doing the bus lanes through, coming down from Hare Hills and Leeds, listening to Oasis every day. It gives me great pleasure to have on the phone now, Noel Gallagher. Yay! How's Noel? How are you today, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Brand new album, brand new single, brand new tour being announced.
Yes.
You must be very excited.
As excited as I usually am when these things are announced. Yeah.
Do you know what I have to say though, Noel? You're the first interview we've done in ages where we didn't get a list of things. You can't ask him about this, you can't ask him about that, you can't ask
really?
That. No, we got nothing. So we just realised probably nothing's off limits then, is it?
No, not at all. Who sends? Does that still happen?
People, that still happens. Yeah. Don't ask about their singing. Don't ask about the band. Don't ask about their girlfriend. Don't ask. You're like, well, there's nothing left.
Really? So you just say, so, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. This is Taylor Swift. Well, thanks for coming, Taylor. That's been brilliant talking to you. Goodbye.
That's exactly what we're told, man.
Oh, right. Oh, no, nothing. Everything is on limits.
Love that. So, Noel, I was reading up a bit on you last night with the brand new album and the new tour then kind of coming down the road. Do you still like going out on tour? Like, does it get you excited or is that kind of a bit of a pain in the ass?
No, I really can't wait to get stuck into rehearsals and... Because I don't have a band when I'm in the studio, it'd be great to kind of see the rest of the guys that kind of played me live. I haven't seen them for a while, so it'd be great to hook up with them again. And then the songs take on a different kind of thing, you know, to perform them live, they become different again. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. I love travelling. I love touring. It's great.
Do you miss it? It's called Chasing Yesterday, so that's the album title. So is that in any way kind of a look back, a throwback to Oasis days in terms of a title, looking back to, you know, big stadiums and stuff?
No, I'll tell you exactly where that come from. This album doesn't really have a title. I kicked around about 1,000 titles, and it came to the night before it had to be decided. And every time I came up with one, someone would go, no, I don't know about that. And then, well, my wife is usually the one, she usually kind of crushes everything before it gets out of the starting gate. And she'd be like, really? No, I'm not having that. And so I kind of, someone fucked off in the office and said, we need a title now. So I just flicked through the lyrics of some of the songs, and in one of the tracks, it mentions the line Chasing Yesterday, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to just go with it. But really... when you hear the album, yes, it's kind of the kind of vibe of the songs are maybe looking back a little bit, but it's got nothing to do with Oasis, you know. As we're all going on, you know, we're all getting more experience down the road of life, about looking back and thinking, wow, wasn't that brilliant?
Yeah, would you have changed anything looking back if you were on your life at all?
I always say, people ask me that, and I always say, as long as I could end up, I'd do it all again tomorrow. Every bit of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, I'd do it all. As long as I could end up being where I am with the people that I'm surrounded by, I'd do it all again. It's all been brilliant.
That's a nice way to look at it. And I know, apart from that, over the weekend, a lot of us were kind of treated to watching you on the TV for Gogglebox with Naomi Campbell and Kate Moss. What was the experience like?
Well, I haven't seen the TV program itself, but it cannot have been as insane as the night was itself. they kept having to stop the playback and saying, okay, listen, right, you're all just shouting at each other now.
Because I think the bits that I did see, actually, Naomi was very quiet, which surprised me, and I thought they've edited that heavily, probably.
Oh, totally. She is... not quite at all. She, if anything, she was driving it. But we had a good laugh. I haven't actually seen Naomi for a few months. It was great to hook up with her again. But it was good. It was kind of a weird thing because you're kind of doing it, and they're kind of you're in an empty room, but there's a little speaker under the telly, and they're kind of directing you about what to say. So it's a little bit. It's a little bit staged and all that kind of thing.
But, surely not TV staged,
yeah,
really.
I know. But it was. And of course, I'm the king of winging it, as is Kate. She's the queen of winging it, and it was a bit freeform. But I ended up just getting drunk. I think I had a full family pack of Monster Munch, which I might be getting an award for soon, I think.
Getting back to the album, Noel. How long did it take for you, kind of starting off? You know, when you made that decision, say, right, I'm getting another album out now. I'm going to start working on this. How long does that process take for you?
I started it, I think it was over about a year. I finished it on July the 14th this year, and I think I started it the previous end of May, I think. So on and off about a year. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't in the studio every day or even every month, you know, the school holidays and all that take care of. But about a year on and off, which is about, it's about kind of right, I think.
And can you ever switch off? Like you're saying there, obviously, during school holidays, are you still away on holidays going, right, I've got this idea, or do you just turn off?
I've actually stopped. My wife has made me stop taking the guitar on holiday. She said it's just embarrassing. All you do is you come away and sit and play guitar. These kids, man, they don't even recognise you. And but when I'm at home, yeah, I mean, I've been noodling this morning, we call it, you know. I do it every single day of my life.
Noodling?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not actually making noodles.
Pot noodles, nothing like a good noodle.
It's a technical term for what guitarists do. They sit, watch the TV with the sound down and just mess around and
have a noodle.
It's
like doodling, Jen, only with a guitar.
Only with a guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two guitars at home. I must start doing that.
Take a bit of noodles.
There you go.
You'll end up writing some rock and roll.
Hey. Oh, I like it.
We have a drum, but we'll put that in later on.
It's with Taylor Swift.
So I believe, actually, Nicky was filling me in on a piece of information just before we phoned you, and he said that a few years ago, somebody described you as reminding them of a member of Westlife.
It was Liam. I have the quote here.
Have you got
somewhere?
The quote?
From who? From our Liam?
Yeah.
All right, okay, what did he say?
He said he looks like a member of Westlife.
Which one?
But this is what we're wondering.
This is what we're wondering, because I tell you, it depends which one. If it's me, I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah, if it's any of the others.
If I look anything like you, I'll be doing all right. I hope it's not. Who else could it be? Who else could it be?
He's trying to think
of all your little faces.
Gary Barlow.
Louis Walsh, as long as it's not Louis. I don't know. You're a good-looking guy, though, right?
I don't know. I can't.
I can say, as an impartial person here, okay, he's the good-looking one, just in case you're not sure.
Stop it. Tell me
more. It must have been you, then.
He's the one who looks a bit like David Beckham. That's him, all right?
Well, then, it's definitely meant I looked a bit like you, then. Although, that's not good for you if you don't want to look like me, but I won't mind looking like you.
Aww.
There's a compliment of Noel Gallagher. Thank you very much. Day's made. Life is made, Jenny.
It's a love in.
This is why I do this show. I love it.
You're going to be playing over here next year, just announced. So 3rd of March, I believe, you're going to be at the Odyssey Arena in Belfast. And then the 4th of March, I think I've got that correct, have I, Noel?
It's on
Free
the
Arena?
Yep.
Don't ask me then. I'll just roll off the bus and do it. I don't actually know when it is. I think March. It's, hang on a minute. March. Well, the album's out on the 2nd, so the 4th and 5th sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's March 3rd, Belfast, and March 4th, Dublin.
Oh, there you go.
We can babysit you along the way. I have to ask, the Oasis reunion rumours all the time, does that just annoy you, or are you just done with it all?
It annoys me as much as it annoys me when I get introduced to other people as Liam, which happens on a regular basis. So it's just part of my life now. You know, I just have to answer questions about it every day, as I have to be introduced to, you know, I was at a party the other night and loads of posh people were going, Liam, how you doing? And it's like, I'm all right, man. How are you? Great. And I'm saying, oh, wow, it's great to see you. And I'm going, I know. Thank you very much. But it's just a common occurrence. But there is no Oasis reunion. It's annoying when people refer to it as the Oasis reunion, as it's like some kind of definite thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not on the cards.
It's not on the cards. But, I mean, he is your brother. So, I mean, obviously that's more intense.
But it's got nothing to do with that. Creatively, I don't think I could take a backward step now. Do you know what I mean? It's got nothing to do with Liam. Me and Liam have well beyond that now. You know, it's not like I wouldn't do it because of our kid. You know, we're on good terms. At the minute where I sit now, it's purely a creative thing. You know, I really, really enjoy where I am with my music now and where I am with my band and my thing when I take it on tour. I don't think I wouldn't be willing to give that up for anything.
Not ever.
Well, and you can never say never, do you know what I mean? I mean, you don't want to be a mug about it, but I don't, creatively speaking, I'm in a better place than I ever thought I ever would be with Oasis, because you've got total creative freedom. You're not kind of writing for anybody else, you know what I mean? You're writing for yourself. So, creatively speaking, I don't think it would benefit me a great deal to do an Oasis thing, but I like, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Never
would
say never.
Would you rather wear a Manchester United shirt or revisit Oasis?
Oh.
Oh, I'd rather revisit Oasis. I'd wear a Man United shirt, not even if I was mentally disturbed. Oh, you're a United fan. You're a United fan, right? Why?
Yeah, listen, they're just amazing. Everything about the club. What a club that is, no.
What? They're an appalling club.
Nah. See, my dad lived in Manchester when he was a kid, when he was in his teens.
You didn't live in Manchester, did you?
I've spent a lot of time there, though.
So?
Yeah,
so,
but listen.
Support your local team, Shamrock Rovers or whatever it is.
Yeah, Shelbourne, played for them.
Shelbourne. Did you really?
I did play for Leeds United as well. Did you not see my goal in Soccer Aid?
No, I don't watch Soccer Aid. What's that? Is it a fizzy drink?
I have to say, in fairness, Noel, it was actually a pretty impressive goal, and I wouldn't say that lightly.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it as good as Maradona's in the World Cup against Belgium?
I doubt it. It was a close
second. It was
as good
as Aguero's on the last day of the season when he won the league for us, but that hurt, didn't it?
It was as good as Beckham's from the halfway line, though.
That was... Look, you shinned it.
Yeah, I did not shin it. Do you still get to see the Man City games? You still get to go, yeah?
Yeah. I won't go now. Maybe from this point on, I probably won't see many for the next couple of seasons. But last season, I went all over the place. It's been great. The last few years have been beyond anybody's wildest dreams. And to be on the pitch with the players when we won the league last season and Vincent Kompany gave me his armband and all that, it was like real, like boiled dreams kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great, but I won't see a great deal this season because I'll be out and about being brilliant all over the world.
Hey, by the way, what's main road now? I was there a lot of times down in Moss Side. Have they gotten rid of the stadium now?
Yeah, I think it's just a big flat wasteland now. To be quite honest, I don't know if they've even built anything on there. I haven't been around Moss Side. Well, why would you go around Moss Side if sitting on there?
No, before you go, I want to tell you one little story. When Westlife started, we were at an opening of a Tommy Hilfiger store in London, and we were all kind of, you know, very new and very fresh.
Oh no, were we there?
Yeah, you were there. You were there. I know you were there. Listen, I better tell you. So we were like, oh my God, there's Oasis, right? So we walked up. We thought we have to go up and say hello. Walk up, and I go, you know, Starshook. No, we're Ronan's new band.
What a way to intro yourself.
And you went, so.
You know, some of us got done for shoplifting that night. now they opened another clothes shop. We didn't think there'd be any clothes in there. We were like, this is too much of an opportunity to pass up.
Oh, no, brilliant. All right, listen, Noel, it's brilliant to have you on the show. It's great to talk to you. When you're here, Odyssey Arena, Belfast, March 3rd, and 3 Arena, Dublin, on March 4th, 2015. Looking forward to that, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Noel.
No worries.